Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebnew. As cases and hospitalizations continue to ease, Governor Murphy has hinted he could lift more restrictions. The number of new cases has dropped significantly from several weeks ago, as well as the number of people seeking treatment in the state's 71 hospitals. Murphy did not say, though, what steps he will take, but also warned that new variants of the virus could reverse the trend. Jackson Memorial High School has flipped to all remote learning for the next 10 days due to an outbreak of COVID cases, forcing more than two dozen students and staff to be quarantined. The Asbury Park Press says a letter to parents did not say how many students or staff had tested positive or if these cases were tied to a similar source, such as an event or a gathering. The school hopes to return to in-person learning February 22nd. The Manahawkin man behind the wheel in an accident in Little Egg Harbor that put two teens in critical care has his charges upgraded to aggravated manslaughter and vehicular homicide, as the passenger in the car he hit has passed away. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer said their investigation also found that Michael Pillarello was driving 74 miles per hour at the time of the crash near Radio Road. The girl who died would have celebrated her birthday this coming weekend. Ocean County is the only county in the state of New Jersey not to have year-round transitional housing for the homeless. On the fourth episode of our digital video series, Eyes on the Jersey Shore, I spoke with Toms River Councilman Terrence Turnbach and Paul Hulse, the president of the nonprofit Just Believe Incorporated, on the state of homelessness in Ocean County and what needs to be done to take better care of our homeless residents. You can watch the video on our Facebook page and on the 92.7 WOBM YouTube channel. Multiple Ocean County sites saw major beach or dune erosion during last week's three-day storm, and several other sites saw moderate damage, according to a post-storm survey. Tom Harrington with the Urban Coast Institute at Monmouth University says the concern right now is not long-term. Calmer weather brings sand back onto the beach.
More worried about the short-term. If another storm comes along in the next few weeks while the beaches are eroded, they could see even more erosion and then more damage.
Right now, New Jersey is in the middle of an active stormy pattern with a possible coastal storm coming this weekend. In sports today, the Rangers battle the Bruins at MSG at 7 o'clock. An hour later, the Nets welcome in the Pacers at 8 o'clock at the Barclays Center. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow off to a rough start. It fell 28 and sits at 31,347 as of lunchtime. Weather today, a mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, though, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible, lows in the mid to upper 20s. I'm Vin Ebnew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.